AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Tonight brings the grand finale of the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump will address delegates and supporters at the Fiserv Forum and accept his party's nomination. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance today at an evangelical Christian event.
This is a guy who delivered for social conservatives more than any president in my 39 years of life.
While Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned for the Democratic ticket in Fayetteville, North Carolina, blasting Vance's speech last night.
How the heck can you claim you fight for seniors when you intend to cut Social Security and Medicare?
President Biden, meanwhile, in Delaware, diagnosed with COVID-19, is facing new pressure to step aside from both Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, according to inside sources. Law enforcement sources are telling the Associated Press the gunman who opened fire at last weekend's Pennsylvania rally had searched for information on the schedule of the Republican convention and when Donald Trump was expected to speak. A federal appeals court has just blocked the Biden administration plan for student loan debt relief. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was in court today in Russia. More from our Karen Chamas.
Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. The U.S. government and his employer all deny the accusations. He could face up to 20 years in prison.
Shocking allegations against a company hired to house migrant children in the U.S. without their families. A federal complaint filed in Austin, Texas, alleges Southwest Key employees have abused children in its care. Alleged offenses include rape, soliciting sex, and nude photos. Wall Street deep in the red near the close, the Dow down more than 500 points. This is AP News. A deputy's been charged with murder after the shooting death of a black woman earlier this month in Illinois.
Sonia Massey was shot as deputies were responding to her 911 call early on July 6th. The shooting raised protests in the community.
Sonia was really one of the nicest, most peaceful people that you could ever know.
WICS spoke with her uncle, Tommy Cunningham.
She was a beautiful young lady.
The former deputy, Sean Grayson, has been fired from his job and indicted on charges of first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and official misconduct. Prosecutors say a review of body camera video did not support the use of deadly force. Attorney Ben Crump, representing Massey's family, says the 36-year-old woman called police about a suspected intruder in her home and was unarmed when she was shot in the face. I'm Jennifer King.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage dropped this week to a four-month low, 6.77%. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.